This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News and Senior Care channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Jeff Krueger, CEO and founder of Safe Home Care, which provides non-medical in-home care and companionship services that makes a difference in the lives of seniors. Mr. Krueger, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Good afternoon, Eric. Thank you very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and good afternoon to you. Certainly appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us. So for starters, if you would, please tell us about the business of in-home care and how you managed to break into this industry.
Well, Safe Home Care. SAFE is an acronym for Support Assistance for the Elderly. The way I got into the business was I was at the spot in my life, and oftentimes you're not, but the right place, right time, to take advantage of an opportunity. And I had a long and pretty decent business career, which I sold out of a business. And I didn't want to quit being in business, but I wanted to use my skills and acumen, and I wanted to find the right niche. And with the explosion of the baby boomer population now reaching retirement, I said, okay, this is the kind of business I want to be in. I was at the point where I wanted to not just make money, and that's the point of it being in business, but to also give back and improve people's lives. And being in the senior care, in-home senior non-medical care, gave me that opportunity. So people ask me what I do. I say I help people for a living now, and that's kind of rewarding for me at this stage of my life.
I bet it is. Now, where do you see the in-home care industry going into the future?
Well, I mentioned the explosion of the baby boomers. Let me give you some demographic facts that are earth-shattering, or earth-shaking, whatever. 10,000 people a day are turning age 65 in America. Every day. And so that's one person every 9 seconds for 20 years. Now that started with the baby boomers reaching 65, the first one in 2011. At that point in time, there were 40 million people age 65 in America. By the year 2040, which is 24 years from now, basically a generation plus a little, there'll be 80 million. It's going to double, and not double from 10,000 to 20,000. It's from 40 million to 80 million people. So the need, and we're all going to need at some level of care at some point in our lives. There's no way to avoid that. That would be a better business opportunity if there was a fountain of youth pill. But since there's not, we're all going to need some kind of care. And to be positioned in the right place at the right time in your life to take advantage of this opportunity and with this kind of market explosion is a very exciting opportunity. And this is not just like buying a job. Some franchises out there, even in this particular non-medical senior care space, are more like buying a job, Eric. They're not really running and building a business. I wanted to do something where an individual becomes a franchisee of SAFE, actually builds an asset, where if they want to work in the business for 2 or 4 or 10 or 15 years, when they get done wanting to work in the business, they have an asset, a business, a value that they can sell to their successor. And so this affords them that opportunity, be it on the front end, because the first baby boomers are turning now 71 years old. So at this point in time, the first part of the baby boomers are going to be starting to need care. You know, they're into their 70s. And from here on in, that number is growing, like I said, one person every 9 seconds for 20 years. So it's a huge opportunity.
Get into, if you would, what separates in-home care from home health care.
Okay, well, home health care is skilled care. It's provided by an RN, a registered nurse, or a physical therapist, PT. And they are responding to doctor's orders, and home health is paid for almost exclusively by insurance, either Medicare or other private insurance. But skilled care, doctor's orders, paid for by insurance. Non-medical care, what we do, and we provide services like meal prep, errands, incontinence care, bathing, transfers, you know, that type of thing, household cleaning, those type of services. Seniors look at it sometimes is when they ask for help is they're giving up their independence. And we actually turn that around on them a little bit and say, no, by using someone like Safe Home Care, caregiver, to help you do activities of daily living, which in the industry they refer to that as ADLs, by having a caregiver from Safe help you with your ADLs, we're actually helping you maintain your independence. AARP and others have done studies, and to no surprise, 92% of Americans prefer to age in place at home with grace and dignity and the comfort and familiarity of their own home and surroundings. So But people want to stay at home as long as possible, and that's what safe home care caregivers do. Home health is more acute and responding to a medical condition, and where a home health person would come in for an hour, two or three or four times a week, or 2 hours, whatever it may be, there the way that business works, those nurses or PT specialists, they see 10, 20 patients a day, so they're moving, and they don't have time to do things like help you change a light bulb or help you do groceries or help you run some errands or help you clean your house. And that's where safe home care people come in to assist the seniors.
Quite an opportunity there today. We are speaking with Mr. Jeff Krueger, CEO and founder of Safe Home Care, which provides non-medical in-home care and companionship services that make a significant difference in the lives of seniors here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Senior Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Krueger, where do you currently have franchises and where would you like to expand?
Well, we're going national in the United States, and so everywhere is available, and that's one advantage to our franchise being on the younger end of the expansion is that we have lots of territories available. So, but all anywhere in America right now, we'll be going internationally probably in about 3 years. But we have franchises right now. We just opened our franchise in Denver at the first of the year, and we signed one, but it's not yet opened, one in the Raleigh-Durham area in the Carolinas. So those are the two that are going on right now. And, you know, again, we've been in contact with people from literally all over the country. It's this time of the year is a good time to get into franchising. And people are contacting us pretty regularly. We had a call today from Houston, talking to a person looking at the Houston area. The demographics speak for themselves. Like I said, this is a real business. It's not buying a job. And this senior wave, as they call it, of exploding seniors turning age 65 plus, is similar to, or I would liken it to, the Microsoft Apple thing or the Amazon Google thing subsequently. I mean, this is the next big thing. 40 million Americans today age 65, and 80 million is the number for 2040. It's a giant market opportunity. And like I said earlier, Eric, everybody eventually, unfortunately, but necessarily, are going to need some level of care, maybe a couple hours a day, or you know, we do some clients 24/7. One of the beauties of our business and our model is that, you know, as opposed to being in the home health, which operates on insurance and gets reimbursed by insurance, our business requires much less working capital. We're private pay. So our clients, and they're not patients because we're non-medical, our clients pay for us weekly. So we're making our billing and collecting our money and paying our caregivers almost in real time, if you will, as we go week by week. So that requires much less working capital to get into this business. So for the size of this business, the potential of this business has, the entry point is relatively small compared to the potential.
Certainly sounds like it. Now, shifting gears a little here, with so many crazy things making news of caregivers abusing the elderly, how do you make sure that this does not happen with safe home care?
Well, that's a very timely question, and we do it here by very thorough vetting of our caregivers. And we spend a lot of time on caregiver quality. You know, when every company spends money on their product, you know, R&D or whatever, product improvement or continuous improvement, well, our product is our caregiver. So we invest our time and energy there in screening, vetting. We background screen, we fingerprint, we drug screen. Our people are fully insured and bonded, and we spend a lot of time with them to make sure we have the quality caregiver. That's our product. That's our brand. And that's your face out there in the marketplace. So you want to have the best and highest quality caregivers. And that's important in this, amongst our competitors, or amongst, and one of the things people sometimes do, seniors or whoever may need help, is they'll go on a Craigslist type thing and try to hire a caregiver, you know, off the Craigslist to save a few dollars. They don't have any insurance. You know, that particular client would be responsible for all the payroll taxes, FICA, FUI, SUI, withholdings, all those things that come with it. And those caregivers that you would get in that venue would have not have any kind of protection or screening or liability insurance. And that's why we have all that stuff. So when you get a safe home care caregiver, you know you're protected and you're getting a quality caregiver.
Outstanding news, and certainly has been great to have had you and to have you introduce safe home care to the listening audience. Thanks so much. Where can listeners get more information on Safe Home Care, and how could one be in touch as well?
Well, the best place to be the website. We have a website specifically for the franchising opportunity. It's www.safehomecarefranchise.com. com. And then we have a nice little 7-minute video talking about, as I have here, the market expansion and exploding market opportunity. And we would love to talk to anybody because, like we said, lots of territories are available and everybody, every city is going to need it. So we look forward to having people contact us by way of the website.
Once again, Mr. Krueger, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Really appreciate all you do in the space and look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
My pleasure as well. Thanks for having me. Have a good day. Thank you.
And the pleasure has certainly been ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Jeff Krueger, CEO and founder of Safe Home Care, which provides non-medical in-home care and companionship services that make a significant difference in the lives of seniors. And for more information, simply visit safehomecarefranchise.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News and Senior Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.